Good morning, this is Bella and Louie with your 10 a.m. Z Lines. In your local news, a report by The Guardian has revealed that the state government has increased rent costs for residents in state-owned houses by $100 amid Queensland's escalating rental crisis. It found that residents living on Musgrave Street, with which the Queensland Department of Transport and Main Roads has owned the houses for more than a decade, have seen their rents rise from $450 to $550 weekly. This comes at Brisbane faces its tightest housing market in recent memory. Vacancy rates have plummeted to historical lows, driving a staggering 50% increase in rents since the onset of the pandemic. Currently, Brisbane now ranks as Australia's second most expensive housing market. A recent report from the Property Council underscores the severity of the situation, revealing that even financially secure professionals are struggling. Housing costs now, on average, exceed the 30% threshold of income considered affordable, posing a significant challenge to residents across the city.
In a significant policy move ahead of this upcoming state election, Queensland's LNP opposition has announced plans to permit clubs with multiple premises to operate substantially more poker machines if elected. While the current state laws allow clubs with a single premise to operate up to 300 gambling machines, the LNP's proposal includes raising the 500 machine cap to 700 for clubs with more than two premises, while maintaining the 300 machine limit per individual site. The cap rises to 450 for clubs with two premises and 500 for clubs with three or more premises, provided no individual site exceeds 300 machines. The state's Labor government has indicated it is exploring similar changes as part of a compact with clubs, signalling a potential bipartisan agreement on the issue.
In national news, Australia's major banks are facing relentless cyber attacks orchestrated by sophisticated transnational criminal groups. Chris Sheehan, an executive overseeing group investigations at National Australia Bank, disclosed that every major bank in the country is currently under siege. Sheehan has claimed that the attacks are relentless and emphasized the pervasive threat to both financial assets and sensitive information. This ongoing assault underscores the critical vulnerability faced by the entire community and the urgent need to offer heightened cybersecurity measures. The National Anti-Scheme Centre has teamed up with the Australian Financial Crimes Exchange Intelligent Networks in response to the surge in cyber attacks, collaborating closely with banks, telecommunication companies, and digital platforms to combat cybercrime effectively.
In a submission to Victoria's Indigenous Truth-Telling Inquiry, 57 students and staff have pushed for La Trobe University to be renamed, quoting its links to Victoria's colonial history. Charles La Trobe, whom the university was named after, was the first superintendent of the Port Phillip District and the first lieutenant governor of the new colony of Victoria from 1851 to 1854. In their submission, students and staff have said the name of the university is, quote, inappropriate due to La Trobe's role in colonizing the area, and renaming the university would allow Victorians to better understand the perspective of First Nations people in the state's history.
In international news, German cities have seen a surge in new war bunker builders as part of a push to greater protect citizens in the country in the wake of regional insecurities. BSSD Defence, a Berlin-based company that build bunkers, has seen a massive surge in requests since COVID-19 and the Russia-Ukraine war from private citizens, fire services and local councils. The Federal Office of Civil Protection and Disaster has claimed that bunkers currently in Germany could only project 0.56% of the population and is in the process of devising a new bunker conception. Construction of bunkers to protect the entire populace could take 25 years and cost more than $200 billion. Critics have claimed there isn't any point in building new bunkers as hypersonic missiles can reach the country in less than 5 minutes, slashing reaction times for the public, and are unfathomably more destructive than those used in the Second World War, with bunkers not expected to be able to protect citizens from a modern nuclear attack.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a very high chance of rain, easing to showers during the afternoon. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 17. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website, 4ZZZ.org.au/news.